Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion collection, one spine number at a time. This is episode 43, so we're going to be taking a look at spine number 43, and that is Peter Brook's 1963 film, Lord of the Flies. Just so you know, gonna spoil this film, gonna spoil all the films I talk about, so just listen with caution. Or go watch the movie. So, yes, let's get into the movie. So it seems kids from a schoolyard, are being transported by plane. I'm not totally sure why, but they crash on an island and they're stuck there. And then, so there's Ralph, and he's kind of the leader of the group. When we first meet him, he's hanging out with a larger kid and kind of a smarter kid. He doesn't reveal his name, but he says, "They used to call me Piggy. Please don't call me that." It's kind of sad. Then a whole other group comes, of kids come, and then another group comes. And they're, like, dressed up as, like, priests or something, and it's their uniform. It must be, like, a Catholic school or something. This group is led by Jack. And they're always the different group, the group that's going against the main group. The first group we meet, and then, so they pick a leader. They pick Ralph. He seems put together, he seems smart, and they don't want Piggy to go because they're judging him, to go on any, like, scavengers around the island. They basically just try to set up a civilization, a small one, just full of, schoolboys. Yeah, they do pretty good for a while. The conch is... for talking, not like no one, people can talk when they don't have it, but it's for like ideas. You hold it and you say your ideas, and then pretty much goes to a vote, like, you know, society, so like politics. But yeah, stuff starts to go wrong. They have a fire going just in case someone comes, but at one point the fire goes out. Because the Jack's group is hunting, and they become more and more savage. There's a kid named Simon. He seems the most innocent, the most scared, and he finds. They think there's a beast out there. And it turns out to be a guy in a jet plane who crashed, also on the island. I think they kill him. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, I think they kill him. Simon finds that. He finds a pig's head on a pole, on a stick. And then while a night of, like, dancing around the fire, they see Simon, think he's the beast, and then kill him. Then the movie ends crazily with the savage Jack's group, the savages, dropping a boulder on Piggy and then, trying to kill Ralph. And while Ralph is running away, they're rescued. Yeah. So I guess that's the movie. Let's get into some themes. A big theme I saw was like, how having, in any situation, in any circumstance, having a structured civilization can turn on its head immediately. This is a simple situation, it seems like. It's rough because they're on an island, but they're only on an island. There's no adults, so there's no adults to corrupt their civilization, but that's not true because half the group turns savage and just hunts and, like, sacrifice pigs, it seems like, And then, of course, Simon and Piggy get killed, and Almost Ralph, like, are murdered because they are so crazy and kind of loony, it seems like, due to being on an island and having no control. Even though Ralph is elected, not elected, but voted in as the leader, they still resort to violence and to unorthodox behavior. Yeah, so it's kind of saying, like, no matter what we do, no matter how controlled how much we try to control people, they're going to act violently. They're going to act crazy, and they're going to get out of hand. And there's nothing we can do to stop that. We can only try, even though it is impossible. Another theme I saw in the movie is violence is hidden inside all of us. These kids are pretty innocent at first, it seems. There is a moment where they push a boulder down, and if you were stuck on an island and saw a boulder right by a hill or a cliff, I would push it down for sure. That shows that they're still kids, like, oh, cool, a boulder. I've never, like, there's no adults to say, don't push that boulder, let's push it. They're having fun in the water. They're having some fun, but then it gets to them, the lack of adults, I think, gets to the savage, the kids who turn savage, and they just, and then the beast, of course, who, that is such a surreal moment when they reveal the jet pilot, because they're running around. At this point, we haven't seen normalcy, I guess. They've stripped their clothes. They're only wearing, like, loincloths, and they've got war paint on them. And then all of a sudden you see this guy, a jet pilot. You know it's a jet pilot. And he's in a mask, and he's in the helmet. And it's so surreal. It's, like, it's a little scary, even if you know what it is. But, yeah, very good. And then that resorts to violence, which I guess is hidden in all of us, but not all of us will reveal it. Only in extreme circumstances will you reveal that you have violence in you. But of course, Ralph and Piggy and Simon, they never reveal it. They're all scared and trying to Piggy's always trying to rationalize the situation, trying to calm everyone down with facts. Simon is just so scared, he'll never hurt a fly. He sees the dead beast, I guess, and then runs to tell the others that he's gone. And then Ralph is the main character who's trying to keep everything together, but he can't because he's outnumbered. Yeah, it's very good. That's all I see in themes. I guess I'll get into what I liked about the film, or what I thought about it, I guess. Yeah, it's pretty well acted. You can tell it's kid actors. There's not much you can do about that. I don't know. I figure they could have found a better actor for everyone, but it just, the readings are a little weird. It's not bad. It's not great. That's fine. The film is well made. I like the opening. It's just stills, and then we wake up on an island. I like the little details of that they're still kids. And that it kind of also mirrors, like, adults, like, forgetting to keep the fire because we need food. I mean, that makes sense. We need food, but we also need to keep the fire because at one point a plane does fly over the island, and I think it's a jet. It might be the same jet. I'm not sure, but yeah, a jet flies above the island, and there's the fire, and it's out, and because they're gone hunting, it makes sense why you need both, but again, priorities, I guess, and then going against your leader, Ralph. Yeah, not. There is honestly not a lot to this movie, except what I said, but still, that's not explored a whole lot, enough to be a really good movie, just not one I love. I don't know if I could love a movie. I've never read the book. I don't know if I could love a movie based on this story, though. Yeah. So that's really all I have for this one. This is a short episode. But yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at The Criterionist. Listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds. I think we talked about Michael Bay, and then Cars 2, and then a play all, where we just talk about everything, including like Star Wars and the Muppets, the new Muppet show coming out. Go listen to that, The Rosebuds on iTunes. Go subscribe. Subscribe to this. Give it a review if you like it. Read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. That's schmuck F-O-R life. And yeah, looks like next week will be The Red Shoes, which is a very good movie, and I've actually already recorded that episode, so that'll be coming out next week. And it's very good movie. I hope you come back to listen. Thanks for listening this time, and everybody have a good day. Bye.